WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Getting veterans in the VA hospital system the care they need in a timely manner got a shot in the arm Wednesday. House Speaker John Boehner named Representative Bill Flores of Bryan to the Conference Committee on Veterans Healthcare, along with 13 others. Flores says he hopes to see quick decisions on discrepancies between the House and Senate bills. One difference is appropriate wait times.
When I talk to my fellow members in Congress that are currently doctors or used to be in the healthcare profession, they say that a 14-day waiting period is unreasonable and probably needs to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 days. And that's where the VA originally started when they were coming up their goals, was with a 30-day waiting period.
He says he can't predict the total number of veterans that might be helped.
We don't know. We know that 64,000 veterans have tried to get an appointment but were never able to get an appointment. So I would assume you'd be able to help those to start with. And then we know of another 57,000 veterans that weren't able to get appointments within 90 days. So I'm assuming that we'll be able to help them.
The 8 Republicans and 6 Democrats on the committee will work with their Senate counterparts on the proposed bill, which would allow veterans to seek health care from private sources that have the VA cover the costs. Two Bryan residents are charged with manslaughter in the May 31 car accident that killed 23-year-old passenger Herman Rodarte. 21-year-old Eric Sanchez Cepeda and 22-year-old Ana Zunica turned themselves in this week, both immediately bonded out on $100,000 each. Reports say Sanchez Cepeda and Rodarte left a club around 2:30 a.m. and went to Zuniga's house where they wanted to teach her how to drive. Both Zunica and Sanchez Cepeda told police she sat between his legs and steered as he operated the pedals. Around 6:15, the pair lost control on Hilton Road near Sandy Point and struck a pipe fence. Rodarte was pronounced dead at St. Joseph Hospital. The other two were treated and released. Lab reports show Sanchez Zepeda's blood alcohol content was nearly 3 times the legal limit an hour after the accident. 2 local businesses were temporarily closed after a fire which started around 3:15 p.m. Wednesday. 6 College Station Fire Department units and 1 from Bryan responded to the 100 block of Nagel and had the fire under control in less than an hour. Officials say there was no fire damage to either Lippman Music or Jen's Asian Cafe, and both water and smoke damage were minimal. The College Station Fire Marshal's office is investigating the exact cause, but it is believed to be accidental. No injuries were reported. A week after the College Station City Council approved the sale of $5 million of treated wastewater to Apache Corporation for fracking, leaders in Denton are considering banning the gas drilling method altogether. That's even though the process has generated tens of millions of dollars for the town over the last decade. The proposed ban reflects a shift in public opinion. Some of Denton's 120,000 residents now envision a future in which their town is known for environmentally friendly commerce. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure. It's responsible for all sorts of sunshine. Today, any cloudiness will erode this morning. We'll get into partial sun. Highs will be 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, turning partly to mostly sunny, 90 to 95. A thunderstorm may pop up late tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Saturday, becoming partly to mostly sunny, though there could be an afternoon storm. High Saturday, close to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with postseason honors for A&M Track and Field. From the Kansas City Star newspaper, a College Station football player stepping away from the Missouri football team. Major League Baseball gets a no-no and a whole lot more. We'll do it in sports for you about 7:50.
What is the busiest... What is the busiest punctuation mark? Have you ever thought about that?
Never.
No.
See? Never. See? That's why we're here. Somebody obviously had time to figure out the busiest punctuation mark.
Everyone's got time. I'm guessing someone gave them money.
Yeah. Well, it could be. I'm not sure. This is the visualcommunicationsguy.com. I don't know who that is.
Well,
but
maybe.
Who knows? Nonetheless, the busiest punctuation mark. Everybody has their favorite. You ready?
Question mark?
It's comma.
That was my first thought.
Oh, it was not. You didn't say it. Oh, it's real easy to jump on the bandwagon now. Just say it.
I thought.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rock with the pause.
Shoot. Yes, I understand. That
perhaps.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe that's what you were doing.
Separates items in a list. Separates coordinate adjectives. Of course, that's exactly what I thought of. Separates coordinating conjunctives. Also separates dependent clauses. Just saying.
Also lifts and separates.
That's right. comes after an interjection, after all. And also, of course, before quotations. So there. The second most busy punctuation mark. Be the apostrophe. Okay. Then comes the hyphen, the colon, and the quotation mark. The least functional punctuation mark would be the period. Because
what?
Yep. It says... It ends a sentence.
Right. That's highly functional.
Well, I understand, but it just, as far as what it does, what it's able to do for you. Now, the other thing it didn't mention is abbreviations. It's a salutation.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor,
mm-hmm.
Mister.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Well, where else do you think they're discussing this?
There may be a reason for that.
Okay, I'm going to tread lightly here, but I'm going to go anyway. 7-Eleven is branching out convenience store news. But that's a fun thing to read. Find out what the new bagged snacks are going to be for the new year.
They've got a more fun size bar.
Exactly. Yeah, have you noticed that now they now have candy bars the size of your forearm, and they call it sharing size. You seen that?
Yes, I have.
I'm going to go ahead and buy the sharing size for the five people who are in the car waiting for me. How's that? Anyway, convenience store news reports that 7-Eleven stores planning to move into the UAE, United Arab Emirates, will mark the brand's first entry into the Middle East. His Highness Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan bin Khalifa Brown will serve as president of the newly formed company. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that there's going to be a Royal Highness in charge of 7-Eleven?
Pretty remarkable.
Who's going to be working behind the counter?
I don't know, but I'm guessing they... Never mind.
I thought you said you were treading lightly, Scott.
I am treading lightly.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I disagree with the punctuation thing.
Tell me.
I think the period is the most used one because every time you type in a web address, you've got to use a .com.
Oh, you know, that's a good point, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think we'll be in touch with the visual communications guy. And say now, and maybe what he's doing is listing them as a matter of what their functions are and how they can be used in so many different ways.
I don't know. There's a big difference between $10 and $1,000.
Well, you're right.
There isn't my bank account.
Anyway, we'll see. We may decide to go out there and get after that. Now, they have a little story this morning about something that I've wondered about. It has to do with sports, so I don't wonder about it a whole lot. But nonetheless, Kate Upton might be jinxing some of America's sports stars.
I don't care.
Nor do some of America's sports stars.
Oh.
That's the theory from the New York Post. They claim that the Detroit Tigers' Justin Verlander has been jinxed into the worst stretch of his career by his girlfriend, Kate Upton. They also claim that the Kate curse affected Mark Sanchez and Blake Griffin, who all faced career setbacks when they were dating her. But I've often thought whether it's just Kate Upton or it's some of these other good-looking babes that these guys are dating.
Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
Sure. Who's the guy who was the quarterback for the Chicago Bears? He was dating some
Cutler.
Model. Yeah, so it makes you wonder, does that – well, it has to impact their lives,
absolutely,
right? I mean, it has to. So you can talk about your offensive line not being able to protect you or not having somebody to pass the ball off to, but – you know, I'm not sure that Kate is the only one who's responsible for that. Do you think Vegas takes that into account?
I think they should start.
Well, if they're not.
You
know, one more variable in there, but it's the Kate Upton effect. So we'll watch that for you and see if that actually works. Other people's needs, okay? A lot of people make money on other people's needs. They see a market, a niche where they can go and they can provide a service or a product for somebody. And that's how they make their money. Comes now a rather innovative Canadian entrepreneur. His name is Brett Williams of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He has labeled himself as the purchaser of potentially embarrassing items. Okay? According to the Edmonton Journal website, Brett will buy all those little embarrassing things that you hate to take to the checkout counter. Stuff like adult diapers or Preparation H or...
You name it.
It is brilliant.
I bet his suggested Amazon items are pretty interesting.
Yeah, the only things he won't buy on your behalf would be illegal or what he calls highly suspect items. He only charges a $5 fee for his services. That's bound to go up.
Wow, yeah.
And in his ad, it says, "As I have no shame, I'm offering to make those uncomfortable purchases for you."
Wow.
I mean, I think that is brilliant. Hello?
I think Tom Brady kind of refutes your...
He does. Now, and that's fine, but there certainly can be an alternative to any of those theories, but I think what we're saying on the whole, that's what's happening to these guys.
How well has he done since 2005, which is the last time they were...
Oh, yeah, of course he's getting older, too, but thank you. I appreciate the call. No, you're right. There can certainly be exceptions to any rule, but that may be an anomaly. That's what we're trying to figure out there. Anyway, I like that guy's idea. Really.
I heard it once said before. It was probably a movie quote, but power is the ability or willingness to do what the other guy won't.
Yes, exactly. And go in there and make those purchases.
When you go through that, when he's going through a checkout line, you know he's got to look up every now and then and go, yeah, it's been a really bad week.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But
I've got this.
At $5, that's a little bit low. You know, I'd probably get in at about 20. And
I'd make it percentage based.
Well, that could be that too, you know, or per item bracketed within these items. but I think that person has found themselves an opportunity. All right, do you like soap opera with swords?
Love it.
I know you do. Here you go. Yesterday, the Queen announced on her royal Twitter feed that she'll be visiting the set of the HBO show next week.
Oh, the Queen.
Yes, the Queen, the real one. She'll be up in Northern Ireland. The show has a number of sets in Northern Ireland, including the scene shot at the Wall of the Eyrie. Is that what that's called?
Sure. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
The Wall and the Eyrie? I don't know. Okay. All right. School officials in Illinois have... Okay. How many times did you go to school with a kid who would trade his peanut butter sandwich for something else or his healthy snack for something else, right?
Yeah, just...
I mean... If mom's not packing Cheetos and you wanted Cheetos, right?
Cafeteria room bartering.
That's right. School officials in Illinois have expelled a 15-year-old boy for allegedly trading his attention deficit disorder medication for a bag of Cheez-Its. Oh, that's not a good thing. Now the unidentified child's mother has filed a lawsuit to prevent the Illinois Mathematics and Science Academy from expelling her son. According to the court papers, mom thinks the school illegally expelled the boy since his behavior was likely a manifestation of his disability.
It's because he didn't take his pills.
Right. Because you know what? Cheez-Its don't work the same way that Ritalin does or Adderall or whatever he happens to be taking. The child apparently admitted to making the trade, but claims that he only did it to help his fellow students do better in school. No, that's drug dealing, really.
Yeah.
You know, that really is. You can call that whatever or cute, but that's probably not the case. Get this. Sesame Street being cut back to a half hour. PBS announced yesterday that the new show will begin September 1st on PBS with selected episodes of PBSKids.org and via the Kids app. Part of the reason the popular mobile viewing has become such an important part of their marketing plan.
Adderall and Ritalin?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
PBS Kids now average more than 12 million unique visitors per month. PBS Kids averages 12 million unique visitors per month online now. So, again, that's how they're taking in their media. All right, if you're driving in Illinois, this might be some good news. The governor there on Tuesday, Pat Quinn, signed a new law which bans police departments from using traffic ticket quota systems as a measure of a policeman's job performance. The law, which goes into effect this Sunday, means that officers won't risk getting fired based on the number of traffic tickets they write or don't write.
I knew quotas existed.
I know that. Now we know it. Boy, you hate to think that really was in place. Of course, numerous police chiefs around the state denied they ever, ever had such a system. So, we'll see. In India, a 13-year-old boy is being worshipped as a reincarnation of a Hindu god.
This is so weird.
Because he has a 7-inch tail. Which I guess is a spinal extension kind of thing, right?
I think it's vestigial.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the people who have the little 2-inch tail, half-inch tails, vestigial tail.
Okay. Hmm.
He's just happy to see us.
Is it prehensile?
What did you say?
He's just happy to see us.
What can you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. For a while now, I've been telling you about Gun Corps and their CHL classes. Well, I actually had someone come up to me and ask what a CHL class was. It dawned on me, not everybody knows what that means. CHL stands for Concealed Handgun License. And in Texas, you have to have one if you're going to carry a concealed weapon. Well, Gun Corps, with a brand new range, is offering brand new classes like Texas CHL, defensive and tactical handgun training, and carbine training, which is AR-15s and rifles of that nature. They do it every weekend, and they'll even buy your lunch. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Of course, it's we're a little past halfway through June, big marriage month. That also means big anniversary month. And David Gardner's ready for you to get a nice anniversary present. They've got all sorts of things for you to choose from, be it necklaces, maybe a bracelet, maybe a pin, maybe earrings, maybe something else that you have thought about that you'd like to see designed, and they can do that, probably not till by the end of the month, but, you know, if you've got something coming up. And we do kind of have a little gap right here because we've done the Mother's Day and Father's Day thing, and now we kind of sprint toward the holiday season when everybody celebrates at a specific time. So that means during this period right here, there are really, you know, maybe some very personal type days that you want to mark, maybe the birth of one of your children or your own wedding anniversary doesn't happen to be in June. Well, David Gardner's has for you already in their display cases designs from David and his crew and other jewelry designers as well to fit your budget, but they can also design something for you. Price and function are something they're very important to the folks at David Gardner's, and they understand that you want a piece of jewelry that can be used as you would like to see it used, maybe more often than just on special occasions. Whatever the design, whatever the concept, they can come up with that for you at David Gardner's. Now, if in fact we're actually talking wedding and engagement, they have a special site called WhereAggiesGetEngaged.com. Go there. Guys, it'll answer your questions. Girls, it'll answer yours as well. And find out how David Gardner's can help you in that very important step. They're your authorized Rolex dealer with authorized Rolex service as well. At 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's 726. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 12 straight years. Norma G. Tractor. 92 or so for a high temperature today, maybe a pop-up shower. We had some of those yesterday afternoon around the southern part of the county and over on the eastern side as well. But then we'll have a low temperature tonight around 74 or so. Take that pattern and move it all the way through till Tuesday of next week, and that's what we're looking at as far as the long-range weather is concerned. Winds out of the south right now at 5, 97% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 75 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A new report validates what most of us know about American generosity. According to the Giving USA report, in 2013, Americans gave over $335 billion to charity, up 3% from the year before. But leave it to AP to find a wrinkle in the news. They say that a closer look reveals the nation's widening wealth gap. Giving for education was up over 7%. Giving for the arts and humanities up over 6%. Organizations that work in the healthcare sector saw charitable giving rise over 4%. But giving to religious groups declined 1.6%. Giving to so-called social service groups rose only 0.7%, next to nothing. And this is where it gets ugly. AP says that those sectors depending on wealthy benefactors are swimming in cash, while those depending on the middle class are flat. This proves the income gap, you see. What's really at work is the Obama gap. What's really flat for the middle class is the economy. Obama hasn't done squat to make it grow, but he's done plenty to destroy opportunity. Millions and millions of Americans who should be prospering aren't, because the economy isn't prospering itself. It's hard to give when it's hard to get. As for the decline in social services giving, what do you expect? Obama's giving away the store there, from food stamps to loan forgiveness. Why should the middle class give to charity when they're being bled dry? It is the Obama gap.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man is out of jail on bond after he turned himself in for manslaughter charges stemming from a fatal accident at the end of May. Police say tests at St. Joseph Hospital show 21-year-old Eric Sanchez Cepeda had almost three times the legal limit of alcohol in his blood an hour after he crashed his car into a pipe fence. One passenger, 23-year-old Herman Rodarte, was killed, while the other, 22-year-old Anna Zunica, was sitting between Sanchez Cepeda's legs and turning the steering wheel as he operated the pedals of the car. The pair told police that after the men left a nightclub around 2:30 a.m., they picked up Zuniga, wanting to teach her how to drive. The crash took place about 4 hours later on Hilton Road near Sandy Point. Zuniga was charged with manslaughter last week. Both Sanchez Cepeda and Zuniga bonded out on $100,000 each after turning themselves in this week. It's no secret the U.S. House and Senate rarely see eye to eye. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says differences between bills from both chambers is needed to begin clearing up VA hospital backlogs.
The Senate bill tends to rely more on VA bureaucracy to deal with veterans' health care issues. Even if we have veterans that are eligible to go outside of the VA for health care, it still requires a lot of bureaucratic input from an agency that's already struggling to meet its current needs. On the other hand, the House bill has more flexibility built into it, but also tighter cost controls. So we're going to have to find a way to pick the best of the two bills together.
Both bills would sunset in late 2016, but Flores hopes to improve VA efficiency before then.
The Senate bill tends... Your typical VA doctor sees a lot fewer patients per day than does your typical private doctor. And so if we can find a way to get the VA to where it is performing at the same level of efficiency that the private sector does, we will save money and provide better care to veterans by doing that as well.
Flores was appointed to the Conference Committee on Veterans Health Care Wednesday by Speaker John Boehner and says he hopes quick action by the Senate will allow them to begin immediately. An investigation is pending, but it's believed the fire that shut down Lippman Music and Jen's Asian Cafe Wednesday afternoon was accidental. The College Station and Bryan Fire Departments had the fire in the 100 block of Nagel under control by 4 an hour after it started. No injuries were reported and damage was minimal. Democrat Texas State Senator and gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says overreacting to the current flood of illegal aliens pouring across the border with the Texas border with Mexico is not a good idea.
In response to the push by some officials in Austin for more spending on security along the Texas-Mexico border, Davis says tightening border security might cause other problems with our number one trading partner.
And we know that the efficient movement of goods in our inland ports is incredibly important. And I think that when we talk about how we need to approach our border, we've got to make sure that we have both sides of that conversation present.
Davis's Republican opponent in the governor's race, Greg Abbott, says the federal government is not enforcing border security. Polls show Davis trailing Abbott by a significant margin. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
But commerce isn't the only thing potentially coming across the border. Public health experts are worried that the flood of illegal immigrant children into Texas could result in a spike in certain diseases. These children, who are mostly coming from Central America, are not vaccinated like Americans. Dr. Jason Bowling, infectious diseases physician at UT Medicine, says vaccines are more effective when everybody gets them.
What you would worry about is that potentially if you increase your population with unvaccinated children, that those same kind of childhood diseases would be potentially a problem here in Texas.
What increases the public health worry is where these undocumented migrants are held. He says places like Lackland have the potential to become incubators for things like the measles. A Civil War cannon from the 1863 sinking of the USS Westfield has a new resting place at a Texas museum just miles from where the ship went down. Officials at the Texas City Museum on Wednesday welcomed the restored 12-foot cannon for a maritime exhibit. Preservation experts at Texas A&M University on Tuesday unveiled the more than 4-ton cannon that was then hauled by truck. The Westfield was scuttled by its crew during the Battle of Galveston. The cannon was recovered in 2009 during work on the Texas City ship channel. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $199. A month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings, located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, about 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's responsible for all sorts of sunshine. Today, any cloudiness will erode this morning. We'll get into partial sun. Highs will be 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, turning partly to mostly sunny, 90 to 95. A thunderstorm may pop up late tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Saturday, becoming partly to mostly sunny, though there could be an afternoon storm. High Saturday, close to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The storyline certainly has to center around Hollingsworth's pitching.
It certainly did. That's head coach Augie Garrido for the University of Texas. Hollingsworth has thrown blanks the last two times he's gone out. Longhorns advance in the College World Series. We've also got updates for the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association, giving goodies to the A&M track team, and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 11 minutes.
Yeah, the guys in maroon and white remember him. Hollingsworth.
Yeah.
They do. So at least 100 Chilean, I guess we'd say, fans who had tickets, at least they thought they did, invaded the media center at the stadium. Was the Maracana Stadium, something like that, in an apparent attempt to sneak onto the field ahead of the game that was coming up with Spain. Fans reportedly broke through a barrier fence and made it into the stadium. Journalists reported that fans entered through the press tent. Arrests were quickly made. Reports estimate roughly 70 fans had to be detained. Just kind of wanted to be there. I say Harley Davidson, what do you think about?
Motor scooters.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I'm wearing a Harley shirt now, as a matter of fact.
There you are. Harley fanatics are about to lose their minds. The crew from Milwaukee going to show off its first ever electric motorcycle today.
Not a V-twin. That's what they're known for. Yeah. It's American school.
Just saying. So we'll see. A Scarlett Johansson stunt double recently caught on the set of the next Avengers flick having a Harley electric bike. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they were able to, I guess, copyright or patent the sound of the Harley so that nobody else could do that?
The notes that they produce, yes, because Honda, I think it was either Honda or Suzuki, had found a way to make their mufflers and baffles sound like that deep, throaty pitch that a Harley-Davidson has. And Harley went, oh, no.
So
that's not an American bike.
How is that going to work? Because, I mean, I'm thinking...
Well, they have the electric cars where they have noises like speakers.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they're going to have to do the same thing.
Instead of the rumble down under, you're going to have the wheen in between.
Oh, all right, here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes. I got some audio.
That was a great episode. That's from South Park.
Yeah. Anyway,
this is wrong.
Today, it comes out today.
This is like apocalyptically wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Harley Davidson is not an electric motorcycle.
Well, anyway, for some reason they think that they should be doing this.
You can't wear leather.
All right.
You probably wear Dacron.
Here's what it sounds like. Okay, I do have it. Ready? Here it comes. I mean, that's it. That's what it sounds like. Just saying.
I just threw up a little.
Well, and the deal is, you know, the dealers get themselves into a real kerfuffle here. Because obviously the product, they need to have the product. They need to believe in the product. And
I would say real Harley guys aren't going to buy that. But there are so many weekend warriors on motorcycles that they will probably sell some.
All right, so now that speaks to, and you know, you can talk about that because I don't bike, but how will bikers feel about that? Would the electric Harley drivers be ostracized? I mean,
you know, truth be known, any place that I've ever gone, as long as there's not the three patch gangs are real live motorcycle gangs.
Okay.
Everybody kind of leaves them alone.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
The Hells Angels, Bandidos, real motorcycle gangs.
Okay.
There are other groups around, even around here, that like the Tribe of Judah, which is a Christian motorcycle sort of gang. Not the same.
Okay.
So when you go to these bars, though, it really doesn't matter. Guy pulls up on a BMW, somebody comes out on a crotch rocket, people will go over and look at the motorcycles, and everybody just kind of sits around and talks.
Yeah, but you go, and you stop. I mean, it's...
So there's not a whole lot of backbiting that way. It's, you know, it's kind of, if you're on two wheels and willing to do this, it's okay. But the electric bike thing...
Yeah.
Because even the Can-Ams, the three-wheel motorcycles,
right.
People will go out and look at those because they're kind of neat.
That's unusual. That's an unusual thing. And I can see from a curiosity standpoint. Hello.
Yeah, before they develop an electric Harley, why don't they develop one with an automatic transmission?
Okay. Well, you know, and they might be. Maybe working on it.
Actually, with electric motors, most of them are gear-free.
Continuously.
It's continuous driving, very high torque. But my guess is going to be the interest is going to be to walk up and look.
Yeah.
Because it says Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
It's going to look different.
Right.
People will look at it, and they'll start it, and they'll go, bye.
Right, exactly. I mean, there'll be the curiosity factor, but after that, do they become second-class citizens. And I'm not sure that that's right. I'm not part of that culture, so I'm certainly not.
Well, and I don't know how many, because I don't know how far you can go. Because most motorcycle riders are going to put some miles on that bike to go to a bar or whatever.
You know, that's what I'm waiting for, too. I mean, that will
the
be
the charging station.
That will be the next step is who's that first, is Alice's restaurant out there in California going to be putting in a charging station?
Well, so I can't see a charging station at Yankees. And that is by far one of the biggest motorcycle bars in the state. And it's right in our backyard.
Exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's just wrong on so many levels.
And then there's Sturgis, right?
Give your truck a Ford. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The best parenting combines authority with love. It gives kids boundaries while helping them to feel nurtured and cared for. Sadly, some parents leave out the love part, which reduces parenting to a list of demanding rules, and it's damaging to their children. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My stepdad Hank was all authority. His parenting was as simple as because I said so. Break one of his rules and you'd regret it. It was his way of keeping order, but it didn't sit well with my older sister Kim. One day when we were playing frisbee, my aim was a little off. I smashed a window in the garage door. Hank stormed outside. "Who broke that blankety blank window?" he yelled. Before I could speak up, Kim, who had finally had enough, shouted out, "I did. What are you going to do about it?" Well, Hank chased Kim around the backyard. They cursed back and forth until, finally, Kim tore off down the street. I didn't see her again for a year. She'd literally run away from home that day. Things like that can happen when parents are heavy-handed. How much better to discipline kids with love, understanding, and respect? Kim's response to that kind of parenting would have been completely different. The same could be said for most any child. They need your love as much as they need good boundaries. For more parenting insights, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Another great weekend. Another great opportunity for you to go out and enjoy the quiet, restful surroundings of the Peach Creek Vineyards. Nestled out there, Peach Creek Vineyards in the southern part of the county. They have a new deal. It's Girls Night Out. Okay, that just it's from 6 until 8 p.m. and it's the third Wednesday of every month. And so go to Facebook. You can RSVP there and just kind of go out and enjoy some snacks and a glass of wine with your friends. Also, the Blessing of the Harvest, that's going to be coming up July the 19th at Peach Creek Vineyards. Don't forget, and we've told you before, that Peach Creek Vineyards is the Brazos Valley distributor For Lone Star Olive Ranch, that's Texas-grown and produced extra virgin olive oil. And with the warm days that we have, why not kind of really spruce up the wine with a Frappe Vino machine. Now, what that is a slush that's neutral. Pour the wine in. That flavors the slush. And you can really enjoy it on a warm day like we're going to be having for the next few weeks. Don't forget, there are more than a dozen wines for you to choose from, and also they have snacks available. You can get the wine by the bottle or by the glass. Bring your snacks if you want to, or purchase some there. For more information, go to peachcreekvineyards.com and look for Peach Creek Vineyards on Facebook as well. Peach Creek Vineyards, this weekend for you and your friends. Go out there and have a good time.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. I'm having a computer issue. All right, so we'll try this. Postseason honors awarded to the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association include the Men's National Track Athlete of the Year for Aggie Junior Dion Lindor, along with the National Women's Coach of the Year for A&M, Head Coach Pat Henry. Lindor claimed the 400-meter title, anchored the Aggies 4x400 relay school with a school record and the second fastest ever, and anchored the 4x100-meter relay to a runner-up finish. As for head coach Pat Henry, this past month, he also earned the SEC Men's Coach of the Year, as well as the South Central Men's Coach of the Year. This from the Kansas City Star newspaper, Missouri Tigers have confirmed that two players, cornerback Ernest Payton and defensive tackle Quentin Dosborn, had voluntarily left the program. Payton is a redshirt junior from right here in College Station, Texas. He played one game last season before suffering a torn ACL in practice the very next week. Osborne from Grand Prairie, Texas, has yet to appear in a college game. We'll hop over to Major League Baseball, where you don't really see that this often. It's a no-hitter. Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers has authored a second no-hitter of baseball season. Kershaw tied his first 18 batters before Corey Dickinson led off the seventh with a slow bouncer that went past first baseman Adrian Gonzalez. It gave him a two-base error, ending any chance for a perfect game. The lanky left-hander struck out a career-high 15 in the Dodgers' 8-0 victory over Colorado. Teammate Josh Beckett tossed the no-hitter earlier in the month. The U.S. Patent Office has ruled the Washington Redskins' nickname and the team's federal trademark must be canceled. The ruling comes after a campaign to change the name and gain momentum over the past year. And the ruling does not force, however, the NFL or Snyder, who's the owner of the Redskins, to change the name. But the trademark registered between 1967 and 1990 will no longer be protected under federal law if the NFL and the Redskins lose an appeal to the U.S. District Court. Sonny Gray pitched for Oakland, and they beat Texas 4-2 to give the Athletics the best record in the majors. Oakland has won four of their last five and is a season-high 16 games over 500. Rangers will get a break. They get the night off to regroup, and then they'll head to L.A. to take on the red-hot Dodgers tomorrow at 9:05. Pinch hitter Nick McGlauth came through and a tie-breaking sack fly in the seventh, and the Washington Nationals rallied past the Houston Astros 6-5 for a two-game sweep of the Stros. Washington extends its NL East lead to 1.5 games. Houston is in Tampa Bay tonight, their first pitch there at 6:10. Chad Hollingsworth and Travis Duke limited UC Irvine to just four hits as the Texas Longhorns beat the Anteaters 1-0 in the elimination game last night. UT skip Augie Garrido gave the win to Hollingsworth, saying that he just put up blanks. The Longhorns advance to meet Vandy tomorrow, and they'll need to beat the Commodores twice to reach next week's best of three championship game. Shelley Sterling's attorney will ask a judge to order Donald Sterling and his attorneys not to threaten, harass, or intimidate his wife's legal team and doctors who determined the Los Angeles Clippers co-owner was mentally incapacitated. Donald Sterling's attorney, Max Bletcher, says that the representatives will be in court today but wouldn't comment any further. And finally, we'll wrap things up with the World Cup. Chile started the World Cup as a long shot today, or yesterday especially, but eliminated the defending world champion Spain 2-0 yesterday and reached the round of 16. Chile faces a red-hot Netherlands team in the last Group B match, with both teams already assured of reaching the knockout stage. More than likely, the starters will be on the bench. Croatia responded to their controversial World Cup opening loss to host Brazil with a 4-0 defeat of a 10-man Cameroon team. One of the players for Cameroon was ejected after he punched a guy in the back right in front of the official. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Louisville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A lot of people put off major purchases such as replacement windows because, well, they just don't feel that they can trust whoever's doing the work to do a good job at a fair price. Intercon's the best company in the business replacing or upgrading windows in Bryan College Station and the surrounding area. Now, you may think that a small local company can't compete with a Lowe's or a Sears or a Home Depot, but Intercon can and will. Intercon is strictly a window company, and their employees know a lot about windows, so you can trust them to do a good job while controlling their costs. Intercon's own employees do all the installations. When you call Intercon, they make an appointment to meet you at your home. You don't have to find time to go to a big store or try to find somebody there who can answer your questions, because at Intercon, they all work around your schedule, not theirs. They'll spend as much time as you want. You don't have to be afraid that a salesman's going to put pressure on you either. You usually find that Intercon has done similar work for some of your friends or neighbors, and they want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get all your questions answered and talk to people who can reassure you that Intercon is fully capable and they can do what they need to do with a price that you'll be pleased with. Call Intercon for a pleasant experience and results that you hope for. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
Hi, Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Want a stylish sedan with great fuel economy and incredible value? Nissan Sentra is for you. Right now at Douglas Nissan, lease a new 2014 Sentra SV for zero down and only $250 a month. Tax title and license and 2 years of maintenance included. Get your Sentra today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. First month payment due at signing. Sentra SV model code 12114, MSRP 18880. Douglas discount 865. Must qualify with MAG Tier 3 or above. 595 lease acquisition fee included. 5 in stock.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker. Now, we're working right now in the market anyway, very much supply versus demand. I mean, there's a lot of demand right now, and a lot of folks have said that, and you specifically have said that there's more demand than supply.
The demand is much higher than the supply, and I guess that's economics 101, right?
So right.
It's very much a seller's market. We are seeing pricing going up. We are seeing that appraisals are starting to be an issue because the market will bring a higher value than what the previous 6 months' comparable sales can justify. So that's something new that we're seeing that we're having to face and that sellers are having to face. But, you know, the trend is continuing. Same song, second verse. We've got still record low listings being taken, and we're still breaking records month to month in total sales. Although I will say we were only up 3.5 million this year over the previous May.
Any one specific standout price range?
That 160 to 200,000 price range, that's tough. You got to really be on the ball to secure a property in that price range right now.
To find out more, go to zarealestate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW coming up on a minute till. A veteran here in Texas trying to convince the government he's still alive, but they ain't buying it. You see this?
Hey.
The guy's name is Joe Morris. Go ahead.
They sent condolence letters to his parents.
Yeah. Wrongly classified as deceased back in April, his parents kept receiving these letters from the Department of Veterans Affairs. In fact, his wife is still getting letters in the mail about this. Served two tours in Iraq, called the VA officials after his check stopped coming in, but they apparently didn't believe it was really him. Says his credit's been destroyed now because all the credit bureaus have him listed as dead. Morris says, I want it corrected. I want somebody to let the Social Security Administration know I'm still alive. I don't want this to happen to anybody else. Do you know where he is? I mean, the dateline is Houston. He's getting interviewed on KPRC.
No, I wasn't able to find him.
So I don't know who. I got to believe there's a member of Congress who is in charge of his district who could do that. Let's hear it for the church elder in Romania using a strange tool to hand out blessings. Patriarch Daniel, who's the head of the Romanian Orthodox Church, has been dipping a paint roller in holy water.
Hey.
Why
just
not?
Run down the line.
Well, you know, again, he uses this unconventional sanctification roller, as he says, to bless his folks.
A holy roller.
I'm backing away from the microphone. 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, bro.